Raceway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, September 18, 2025 edition. Complaining about the budget, MDOT spokesperson, Michigan Department of Transportation, points to the House budget that was passed where they will lose $9.7 million to assist local transit agencies in delivering planning, training, and safety improvements while also risking the loss of additional federal funding by not being able to meet the required local match if increases related to the Infrastructure Investment Act, Jobs Act, are not appropriated from Washington. Loss of funding to replace critical salt shed facilities, pivotal for safely storing efficient salt supplies, allowing MDOT to respond to winter emergencies like those experienced in northern Michigan earlier this year, as well as ensuring safe travel for all Michiganders across our state. Again, Bradley, if you were to lose your job, along with all the other managers, everybody that's in administration of MDOT, and take all that money and give it to local county road commissions, 83 counties in the state of Michigan, 83 counties responsible for the roads. Mackinac Island is a state park. There's a county responsible for Mackinac Island. There's a county responsible for every single road in our entire state, even if it's a federal I-75 expressway, I-94. It doesn't matter. It's in a county. Get rid of you and all of the administrators and managers that work for Michigan Department of Transportation, specifically involving roads and bridges, and eliminate your jobs. These counties would have so much money, they could take care of everything in their counties. Let's pick one of your little statements here. Replace critical salt shed facilities. We don't need MDOT replacing salt shed facilities. We have those facilities in our counties. Every county has one, as far as I know. Antrim County, I know exactly where they store the salt. Emmett County, Sheboygan County, Presque Isle. Every county has a salt shed. We don't need you from Lansing telling us that we need to replace it. When we know it needs to be replaced, we'll replace it. Because we're going to use your salary, Bradley, to pay for it. And the other thousands of managers and administrators that are involved in MDOT when it comes to roads and bridges. Randy, you don't understand. MDOT handles airports, and they handle shipyards and the Sioux Locks and all these ports and all of these huge airport. Major airports are handled by MDOT? Why? Airport authorities, they have the ability to handle and run themselves. They don't need to be overseen by you idiots from MDOT. And what ticks me off more than anything, When I go by an MDOT repair, road repair project, you know, the big orange chucks with the black lettering on the sign, those are MDOT. Five, six guys with hard hats standing above the ground. And I look down and I see two hard hats in the hole. Well, Randy, it's a small hole. Only two guys can fit down there. You need five, six guys smoking cigarettes to supervise the two guys down in the hole doing the work? I don't think so. One supervisor, one gopher above the hole can handle the two guys down in the hole. You don't need five, six guys standing around smoking cigarettes. They are so inefficient. It is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we want more money, more money, more money. We need a new governor to come in and clean house. Man, I cannot wait for Whitmer to be gone. Well, the House budget, in my opinion, doesn't go far enough. And they're freaking out over it as it is now. Instead of $83 billion, they came out with $75 billion, and they're freaking out. Well, too bad. So sad. $78 billion to $83. $5 billion. And they're whining like this. You've got to be kidding me. So, anyway, that's one story that caught my eye. Wanted to bring that to your attention. What's going on in the Senate, where the Democrats control the Senate? House Republicans have no say of anything that's going on at all in the state Senate. It's 19 to 18, one seat majority, and the Republicans, you guys shouldn't even be there. You're completely wasting the time. Oh, that's right. They need you for a quorum. Well, insurance accountability bills are coming to the Senate, a series of legislation designed to hold insurance companies accountable for denying claims in, quote, bad faith. Micro-targeting the least fortunate with exorbitant rates and conducting other questionable practices by issuing heavy fines and penalties was announced yesterday in the state Senate. Following a 90-minute committee meeting chock full of stories about insurance companies purportedly screwing over consumers, Senator Mary Kavanaugh, Democrat from Redford, chair of the Finance, Insurance, and Consumer Protection Committee, led the charge on 8 bills. What I tell you yesterday? Every bill in Lansing is $500,000 in administrative costs. She had to do this with 8 bills. $4 million worth of bills to be processed. Designed to make it no longer profitable to force consumers into a courtroom when making a claim. As we heard today in our committee, insured Michiganders have lived through decades of reforms, promises of relief, shifting rules, yet we are still seeing unfair pricing, improper underwriting, and in some cases, predatory practices for our most vulnerable communities. This impacts not only auto insurance consumers, but all insurance consumers, and it breaks trust in the industry. An attorney, Phil Serafini, shared several stories during Kavanaugh's committee yesterday. The most striking being about how insurance company required a policyholder to turn over the title of his damaged vehicle before it paid for an accident claim. After that was done, the company accused the policyholder of fraud and refused to pay the claim. Paid to refurbish the vehicle and then sold it at auction for $27,000 without even telling the policyholder. What? I want to know what insurance company that was. surrender the title, basically stole the guy's vehicle, and then refused to pay the claim to give him another vehicle, fixed the vehicle, and sold it at auction for $27,000 without even telling the guy. I've never heard of such a thing. Wow. That's all I got to say about that story. He brought another client, James Harris, who shared a very similar story. Also, a car accident victim, Carmen Burgi, talked about how her insurance stopped paying for her rehabilitation sessions on the advice of a contracted doctor whose specialty was in kidneys. Something that she didn't even experience in the car accident. Well, the bottom line, the theory stemming from the testimony today was that more and more insurers are being denied their claims out of hand because it's cheaper to go to court and fight it because many people don't have the means to sue in order to force the insurance companies their policy claims. You've never heard of 1-800-CALL-SAM? You've never heard of Figer Law. You never heard of Mike Morris, Ben Johnson. All these attorneys that advertise on Tiger Baseball, you've never heard of one of them? If you've been in an accident, you've been harmed in any way, you call these guys, they'll take your case on a contingency. They will sue the insurance company for your claim, not only for the amount of the car's worth or your medical bills, they'll sue them for a whole lot more. Why? Because they get one-third of the settlement. They're on basically a commission basis. They'll take your case. They'll file the claims. They'll bring the lawsuit. They will provide any witnesses they need. And they'll sue the crap out of your insurance company. Why do you think insurance is so expensive in the state of Michigan? Look at the dollar amounts of these settlements. $133 million for an auto accident. $133 million, not thousand, million. Look at those numbers the next time you're watching Tiger Baseball. Which, by the way, they played this afternoon. Tarek Skubal's got to stop the bleeding against the Cleveland Guardians. They've dropped two in a row. Now their lead's down to 4.5 games. It's getting scary, folks. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Sundown all around, walking through the summer sand. Waves crash, baby, don't look back. I won't walk away.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. 8 different Senate bills that this woman has introduced in the state Senate. Senate bills 543, 544, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 550. Each bill with a separate sentence, a synopsis of what it's basically going to be about. Increased fines for violations of the insurance code, ensuring bad actors are held accountable. Next bill would ban post-claim underwriting, requiring insurers to complete all underwriting before issuing a policy. 545 would improve underwriting transparency by requiring insurers to provide consumers with a written notice if a material change is made to their auto or homeowners policies. 546, expand penalties for insurers to pay claims late. 547 would strengthen utilization review compliance. 548 would establish a market conduct examination framework to ensure insurance compliance with the rules of the marketplace. 549 would enhance cybersecurity safety for consumers. 550 would improve transparency in auto insurers' manuals. Well, following the hearing, Insurance Alliance of Michigan Executive Director Erwin McDonald urged caution and careful consideration before undermining the 2019 bipartisan reforms that were made to the auto no-fault system, which she said will continue to reap benefits for Michigan's ratepayers. Michigan is no longer the most expensive state in the nation for auto insurance. Despite offering the most generous benefits in the nation, companies referenced in a recent report from the Detroit News on the bad actors, which there are some here in the state. We urge lawmakers to exercise caution when crafting or advancing proposals that could raise costs for Michigan families and businesses at a time when the cost of everything continues to rise. Any proposed rollbacks to the 2019 bipartisan reforms must be reviewed with an eye toward the impact on everyday ratepayers and the Michigan families who are struggling to make ends meet. With me reading these synopsis sentences, I have no idea how they would impact the 2019 auto reform package. Still paying high prices for car insurance, that's all I know. Do I have good coverage? Absolutely the best. I absolutely trust Tristan Cole to give it to me straight. We could have shaved a little bit here and there, but it would have reduced our coverages. And in this crazy world that we're living in, absolutely not going to cut any of mine. Yeah, I'll just continue to pay it. But it is expensive, that's for sure. Let's see. Dave, if you're listening, still looking for confirmation about Saturday or the Carla Wagner event you'll be hosting for us. Just want to make sure that time slot's good. I just texted you if you could reply back. I'd greatly appreciate it. But we have confirmed Marquette Park, right there by the statue, Father Marquette, in the park area below the fort, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Political Action Committee, the Grand New Party, is hosting Carla Wagner, running for governor and the founder of the ballot proposal drive, axmytax.org. We will be at that event 12 noon on Saturday until 2 o'clock, and then hoping to have another event at a local resident of the island at their home. They've opened up their yard for us. Hopefully we'll be able to announce that perhaps before the end of the show today, if not by tomorrow for sure. And again, I'll be broadcasting from the green room of the Grand Hotel tomorrow from 9 to noon. I'll be packing up everything and then heading down to the lobby. Should be down to the couch area probably about 12:30. So if you live on the island and you'd like to meet me, be up at the Grand Hotel there at 12:30 at the lobby, and I should be downstairs by then. Greatly appreciate it. Okay, very good. We're going to try to get Doug Lloyd. He's an announced candidate for Attorney General. Right now, a prosecutor downstate. We're going to try to get him connected in with us here at the studio for the next half hour and ask him specifically about his bio, his resume, his background, and why is he announced running for Attorney General next year. He would be nominated at the Republican State Convention. So we're going to try to reach out and have him on the show here in the next half hour. God willing, the technology will work. So that if you have any questions for Doug, text them to me at 231-360-5140. I'll be sure to get your questions in for potentially, perhaps, the next Attorney General of the state of Michigan. He's been endorsed, I believe, by 50-some prosecutors already for Attorney General, and we'll be talking to him about his campaign. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all work.